This is a fun segment because we have Philip LeClaire with us, and maybe some of you have heard of the LeClaire brothers. They're some successful filmmakers and homeschool graduates. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Danny.
So I was talking with your brother, Chris, a little bit ago, and I was asking you about mentoring and what have you guys done, and did you have this long-term mentoring relationship to get into film? And he pointed out, well, what we just did was we were always just trying to learn little bits and pieces from different people that we could.
Yes.
Tell me about how that's worked for you guys.
You know, right from the start, Chris and I can attribute any sort of real success ultimately to our mentors in our life. It was 17 and Chris was 15. And from the beginning, Chris and I looked for guys that were better than us. And that's really what was our mentors from the start. We looked for guys locally. We looked for guys in the Midwest. We looked for guys across the country that were experts in what they did. In our case, it was film. And Chris and I really, we had to seek that out though. They didn't come to us. Chris and I, we found these guys and we said, hey, I want to work with you. I want to be underneath you because you're really good at what you do. And I'm willing to give up my time, myself, because there's something about you that I really want and that's aspiring towards. And so I look over the years and I look at some of the different mentors we've had, some of these guys that we've really looked up to. And one of the most influential guys, influential mentors in our life happened to be right in our own town.
No kidding.
Right in our nose for all these years. And I mean, I've met some, I have some wonderful mentors in my life, guys that I love to death, that I respect more than anyone else. But here's a guy that is in our own little small town in Wisconsin, and he's lived there his whole life. He's been there his whole life. And he's a world-class branding expert. He's an incredible businessman. And the Lord connected us. It took us 21 years, but the Lord connected us together. And because of that relationship, we've been able to really gain wisdom and knowledge from just advice towards us. But I just think, every time I ever think of this, and I think of how here, it wasn't Chicago, it wasn't New York,
it wasn't LA,
it was in our backyard.
Yeah.
5 minutes down the road.
Yes.
We're able to find a mentor to help us grow as a company, as individuals. That has just been so beneficial towards us.
That's so cool. And I think one of the things that you just said was you actually took the initiative and you sort of glossed over that point. But for a lot of us, it's like, I'm not going to go talk to that guy. I mean, why would he ever want to talk to me? Did you ever have any of that fear of rejection or there's no way he would want to talk to me?
Yeah. There's definitely, I think you have to realize, yes, he is the expert and there's always going to be a sense of maybe fear, if you use the word fear. But it does take a step of faith, and it does take initiative. However, I think if a mentor sees your initiative, he sees your willingness to step out and to learn from him, you know, most guys love that opportunity. Most guys just love to seek and to give into someone, a young man's life like that. And
because
I think you'll find
so uncommon.
Exactly. And I think because, I mean, by doing that, I think they see that as a rarity. And you'll find 9 times out of 10 that these guys are just loving the fact that they can reach out and help you.
Standing out's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
How did you guys, so you found somebody that you thought knew more than you did. You said, I want to learn from you. What did that learning process look like? Was it a couple phone calls? Was it working with them on a continuing basis?
Sure. I can tell you a couple stories here.
Please.
One of them is, hey, I love their work. I love what they do. I see their work, what they and how their business is run. And it's a simple phone call. It's a simple email. And it says, hey, I want to work for you. There's a story that I like to tell everyone about sort of a big mentorship experience we had. And that was working for a particular film company that was making a movie in the Galapagos Islands. And there was no openings in this particular set, this film set. But Chris and I wanted to work on this set more than anything else. We said, there's directors and there's these people involved in this operation that would be of great value to us at the time. So we said, hey, we're going to pay to work for you guys because there's no opening. We're going to pay. So we gave up $15,000 of our own money.
No way.
And we said, I'm going to work for you. I'm going to pay to work for you. And because of that action, that opportunity turned into something just way bigger than we could have ever imagined.
Well, let's put some names on this.
Sure.
This was the Vision Forum Galapagos Island Project, right?
Yes, it was.
And you were working with Irwin Brothers.
I was working with Irwin Brothers and Doug Phillips.
And now as a result of that, you guys have been sort of plastered over a lot of the different things going on with the film festival you teach.
Yes.
And would you attribute it to this initial move of stepping out there and actually paying?
Absolutely.
Or at least in part.
Yeah, I would. I mean, by God's grace, I think that door was opened. But I do look back and I see that opportunity as sort of the turning point in making, in those doors opening up. So yes, I do.
And that sounds really crazy, spending $15,000. But at the same time, a lot of guys are going to spend $60,000 to $120,000 going to film school.
Yes.
So why not spend $15,000 to get your first break?
Exactly. I mean, I look back again, and Chris and I guess we could both honestly say that we've spent probably a college education's worth of money on our own personal education.
Except that you learned something.
Right. On internships, on our own, not even just mentorships, but just investing in our own company at the same mm-hmm. time. But it does require money. It does require time. It does require giving of yourself. Here's something we weren't looking to do. We weren't looking to gain financial. We weren't looking to gain financially right away. Mm. We were looking to give up our time. We were looking to give up ourselves, and in hope of ultimately just gaining experience. Mm. It wasn't just to gain financial means. That was not our goal. We were looking for wisdom. We were looking for wisdom from the experts, and that's what it came down to. I think sometimes young men look for these opportunities and say, okay, now what can you give me? Now that I've given to you, what can you give me? But let's turn that around. What can you gain from them to such a large degree? And I think the Lord will bless you. And I think people will see your initiative by your hardworking effort, and perhaps you will gain through that. But don't expect to be benefited from that individual right from the start or even in the future.
You mean with opportunities and finances, just seek to learn from them.
Exactly. Huh. Come to it from just simply a learning perspective, and perhaps the Lord will bless you through your efforts and through your work and through your dedication to being excellent in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think you hit on something that's important for us impatient guys. Mm. Did you have to demonstrate any patience through the learning process? I mean, maybe you didn't get your big break as fast as you wanted to get it. How do we have to demonstrate patience?
You know, I even look at that now and I think, I'm demonstrating patience personally with our business of where we are. It's easy to just want to jump in and just start working. Hmm. But that's not always the wisest decision. Hmm. There's a sense of preparation that always has to occur. Hmm. And throughout your business career, we're always looking at ways to improve our business through gaining knowledge, refining our company through different projects. But there has to be a investment into one's own education and company before you can just grow, right? So it's easy to just go out there and start making movies without any experience, right? Mm-hmm. Or anything you're doing. But it's a little tougher to slow down and say, no, I need to really learn a few things. I need to really learn from a few experts for maybe even if it takes a couple of years, 6 months, a couple of years, whatever it is, before I'm willing to just devote myself fully into my own business and my own calling.
Because it's enjoyable to jump right into a project. But maybe the learning process isn't so fun. But it sounds like what you're saying is maybe forego some of that enjoyment yes. and some of that excitement of doing your project and actually take the time, the tediousness of going through the learning process.
Exactly. Looking back, we've been in business for about 7 years, but the first 3 to 4 years of our business was spent investing and looking for opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. And we weren't necessarily making money right away, but it was sort of our educational college years, if you will. A lot of
sure.
kids go to school,
uh-huh.
and we said, well, our schooling's going to be with mentors, right? It's going to be finding out these guys that are better than us.
So you still took the learning period, but you just actually did it in real life with people who would let you plug into what they were doing.
Exactly. And we can't neglect education in saying, just don't go to school. Don't go to film school.
Right.
There's no need to go to film school. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't seek to be educated.
Right.
You shouldn't seek to become a professional and an expert in your class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Chris and I did that, and we're still doing that. It's mm-hmm. an ever-growing process. We're always trying to find
life
new mentors
learners.
And trying
yeah.
to find a new guys to challenge us. And so especially in our early years, in our teens, early 20s, to find those guys that could really push us and challenge us and help us to grow to where we are today as a business and just help us lay that foundation.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to mention numbers, but can you give us an idea for the guys who are listening saying, do I really want to go down this mentoring road?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been worth it? Have you
yeah.
gotten the break, the big break?
You know, looking back in the last couple of years, we've been easily averaging, you know, $250,000 as a company. And that number is growing substantially. In the next couple of years, we're looking to double that and hopefully, you know, grow ourselves even more.
Praise the Lord.
So we're making a good living doing film. But there's something we learned before. It wouldn't be, if it wasn't for some of that information we learned before, we would not be where we are today.
Yeah.
That's plain and simple. And I attribute that just to the men that have helped form us and just taught us how to run a business, how to, you know, how to make this, how to do that. And
seek broad mentorship.
Yes. It's not just, that's a good point. You know, we can't be so specific that we narrow ourselves to such a fine point that we can't speak to other areas, right? You know, in the field I'm in, it's a communications field. I'm communicating messages. So I have to learn to be a storyteller. I have to learn to be, I have to know my theology, right? I have to know how to make films. I have to run a business, right? So I have a variety of mentors. And each one of them has an expertise that they can speak to better than others. And I look to each one as just as important as the others.
What would be your final encouragement to the young men listening about what they should do as a first step to go down this road?
Sure. So a lot of guys come to me and they say, well, you might have had mentors in your life, but I don't really know any guys that I could go under and could mentor me. And there is a mentor for every young man out there. There's a man in your church, there's a man in your community, or there's a man in some part of this country that is willing to mentor you. But you have to go out there, seek it with the initiative, and find that person. They will not come to you. You have to seek forth that person. And again, going back to my previous example, there's a guy in our own community 5 minutes down the road that is one of our closest mentors today.
Sure.
And if it wasn't for us going out there looking for that opportunity or putting ourselves out there even with our business seeking that, we would not be connected with our mentor today. So it takes initiative. It takes guys willing to say, I want to find a guy. I'm willing to work for it, and not sitting at home thinking they're going to come and find you and pluck you out of your house.